And it is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Hey, Bobby.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's feeling a little more like fall fishing. October is here. Man, it's exciting time of year.
It is, man. I'll tell you what, and it's just been, the weather's just been wonderful, fortunately, for us, not so much for our friends just southeast of us, but, man, just prayers to those there. Gosh darn it, man. It almost feels guilty feeling good with this weather, with what they're going through. So just kind of keep them in your mind, as we move through the weekend and beyond.
Yeah, well said. I completely agree. And I want to talk about this. You and I were talking during the news break there before we came on. This might be what we should talk about this morning. You talked about a trip you had earlier this week and the difference that moving from one end of the boat and casting into a different place made. Can you tell them what you told me?
Yeah, basically what happens is this time of year with these shrimp falling, moving in and out of these rivers, and it works exactly whether it's falling or coming in, but particularly this time of year where we get these really strong falling tides, and they're backed a lot of times like we're getting right now with these heavy-duty northeast winds. It really dumps the water in every system we got around here. And so what happened, I had a group today or the other day that we were fishing half grubs, jigs, and half popping corks on voodoos, and everybody was catching fish except the poor guy in the back. And I'd hit the power pole because we were moving so fast, and the poor guy in the back was having to cast down current and reeling up current, and I kid you not, he didn't get a bite. And I had somebody else on the same lure, but anyway, long story short, I was in front of the boat to where he could cast up current, reel it down current, and I kid you not, he caught 100 fish. Didn't change anything except the direction of the current, that the direction that he was casting, presenting the bait. So the whole moral to that story is, when we get these situations like we're going to be having, like we're having now, and we're going to be having for another 2 months, pay attention to the direction of that current. It's going to make all the difference in the world the way you're bringing your bait through the water, because the trout are ambush feeders. They're going to be, they're streamlined and they feed facing into the current, and they're waiting for shrimp or other prey, but primarily this time of year shrimp, to be falling through these rivers. They're not going to expend a lot of energy. They're just waiting on them to fall. So you got to kind of picture that, whether you're using a live shrimp, a fake shrimp, or a jig, which is kind of a shrimp imitation, whether you like it or not, you're imitating the shrimp. You want that thing coming with the direction of the current if you're imitating the shrimp, because there's not a shrimp in the world that can swim against the kind of current that you have in these river systems when they're backed by a northeast wind. So around here. So kind of keep that in mind as we go through this fall fishing. It's going to make a world of difference for you if you're fishing these river systems for trout.
No, it's a heck of a tip, because there might be people out there that had been in that situation and didn't do that adjustment, didn't have other people on the boat catching to show them that, and might have said, there's just not any fish in here. When there were a ton. Yeah,
it's amazing. If the poor guy would have kept fishing that way and he'd been by himself, he you would have sworn there wasn't a fish in the river if everybody else on the boat wasn't catching fish. So, it like I said, I didn't change his jig head size. I didn't change his lure, anything. Just moved him up about 24 feet and had him cast in a little bit different direction, and the retrieve made just all the difference in the world. And I've seen it happen. You've seen it happen. That's the old do-nothing thing. That's the reason that thing works so well. We talk a lot about that as we get in more into the winter pattern. But anyway, that's the reason that thing works so well, is because the bait's coming in the correct direction to imitate a shrimp.
It's great stuff. Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you for this great fall fishing, do nothing or casting or anything like that. How do they do it?
You can go to ateamfishing.com, and I'm probably going to get a couple of emails that go like, what's the do nothing?
That's right. Y'all want to go do it, because it's do nothing other than it is catching fish. But yes, if they want to do that.
You made me a believer in it, I can tell you that. Y'all, listen, man, he was the one who taught me that, so it definitely works.
Well, people want to go experience this thing we're talking about. Once again, the phone number, the website?
ateamfishing.com is the website. It's got our new phone number on it. I'm not going to attempt it yet because I'll screw it up. So check it out at ateamfishing.com. Or you can also email us, too, so you can do it that way.
Good stuff, Bobby. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company.